Let's now move on to the agenda for our regular study session. The first item on our agenda is to hear a presentation and discuss an update from the Art Space team. Natalie, are you kicking us off? Thank you. I knew exactly what you meant. We're happy to have some visitors with us today from the tundra. So thank you for making your way out to Sunny Mesa.
Pleasure.
And momentarily, Mayor and members of the council, I'll go ahead and leave, and the other two will come up, because really the purpose of today is we wanted you to meet the Art Space team. I'm joined here today by Kelly Lindquist, who is the president of Art Space, and he will be joined shortly by members of the development team. So this is the team of people that we're going to be working very closely with to make this project a reality in Mesa. I know that the council is very interested and supportive of the project. For those at home, this is a project that would bring approximately about 50 live-work spaces, artist spaces, to downtown Mesa. The location is a city-owned property at 155 South Hibbert, which is between 1st and 2nd Avenue on Hibbert. And so we are working with them towards some kind of a development agreement. So those kinds of things will be coming forward for city council review later. But in the meantime, while they're here, we wanted them to be able to introduce themselves so that you could see these faces of the folks that are going to actually be doing the work. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Lindquist and invite his other two colleagues to join him.
Thank you, Natalie. Mm-hmm. I'll just jump right in, Mayor, if that's okay.
Please.
So I'm Kelly Lindquist, the president of Art Space, and I founded Art Space 28 years ago on February 9th. So I'm counting the days. We are a nonprofit real estate developer for the arts, and our mission is simply to create, foster, and preserve affordable and permanent space for artists and arts organizations. So when I started, I was the only employee, and I didn't have any staff, and we did not own any property. So we've come a long way, because I'm blessed now with 45 employees, and we own 37 buildings across the United States that are permanently filled with artists, either as performance spaces or as live workspaces or commercial workspaces. We have a whole variety of types of buildings that we own and operate around the United States. We're supported by 35 board members all across the U.S., and we have a lot of representation across the country, so we're blessed in Arizona to have Cree Zishka as a board member who lives in Tucson. So we are so excited about this project, and I want to thank all of you so much. And just right off the bat, I want to make sure that I thank the city and NEDCO and the Mesa Art Center. So nice to see Cindy again. And so with that, I think I'll hand it over to our project manager, Heidi Kurse, who's Vice President Properties. And then also you'll be meeting Melody Behan, who's Vice President Communications at ArtSpace.
Thanks, Kelly. And thank you, Mayor and Council and Natalie and everyone who's been so supportive of us being here so far. As Natalie said, the project is getting going. There is a memorandum of understanding between the city and Art Space about the property on Hibbert. And one of the many reasons we're here this week, it's not just about the weather, but we are staying a little longer than usual. It's like, we were just saying, how long do you want us to come? We'll just maybe get an apartment here until April. But we're excited to be here this week, in particular for two big community events that are happening. One is this evening at the Lo-Fi restaurant. It's a community workshop, a design workshop. And then the other is tomorrow night as part of the Horticulture and Mug Garden Arts Party, and that is an artist event. And it's really the immediate neighborhood and communities and the artists that are interested in this project, first opportunity to really directly engage with us and start thinking about this design and the vision for this site. And one of the biggest things that I think sets ArtSpace apart from other developers is not only our mission, but our really strong commitment to the community and the engagement and the grassroots work that needs to happen to make sure that this project is truly unique to this community and reflects the values and vision of what you all want to see. So we're very excited to have those meetings tonight. And tomorrow night. Over the course of this year, what you'll be seeing from us is more of that work, more of the preliminary design work, and then putting together, of course, the financing in place and the fundraising pieces that need to happen. And we'll be, the major milestones for us will be moving towards those final finance applications in fall of this year, working towards a tax credit application in spring of 2016, and then an eventual groundbreaking and construction starting in fall of 2016. So there's a lot of work that needs to happen along the way, and I am, as Kelly said, I am the project lead for this project. I've been with ArtSpace for 8 years now, and this is our ArtSpace's first project in Arizona, so we're thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled to be leading a great team. Our other members that aren't here today include Naomi Chu, who is our a director in real estate development, and Jean Kramer Johnson, who is a wonderful asset manager, and then Shannon Jorn, who is the head of our director of our advancement team, and will be helping with the fundraising efforts. And I think you have the bios for all of them. So with that, I'll turn it over to Melody.
Hi, I'm Melody Behan. I'm VP of Communications for ArtSpace. I am thrilled to be here working on this project, especially getting in at such an early point. Communications is going to be key on this project, both between us and our partners and you, the city, and also with the public at large. So very excited to be here and meeting the artists this week at the events, and happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you very much. Council.
I just want to make a quick comment. When I was, we had some NLC meetings in Minnesota last summer, and I had the occasion to have lunch with Mr. Lindquist and the team here, and also tour several of their projects. And it was a real eye-opening experience. One of the things that we've been driving at as we've been looking at affordable housing and the concept of building housing in downtown is quality. And something that I think we've been relentless on demanding quality, that, you know, even if housing is termed quote-unquote affordable, when people drive by Encore on First, they don't. I was talking to somebody about it the other day, and they're like, "Well, that's affordable housing, really?" And that's exactly the reaction that we want. We want housing that fits in the downtown, that adds to that vibrancy. But this project also adds to the other element that downtown has promoted for a long time, which is the arts. And so I am thrilled to have a developer of this caliber interested in doing a project in Mesa, and that the city has done some preliminary steps towards getting something accomplished. And so I'm really supportive of this project and trying to find creative ways to make sure that it happens next year. So welcome to Mesa. We're glad you're here. And you have a supporter in me in whatever you need. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I had the opportunity for about 5 years to serve as chair of the Arizona Commission on the Arts. And in that role, I traveled around the country and was able to see a number of ArtSpace projects. And so you can imagine my pleasant surprise several years ago when I got the call saying, "Do you think Mesa would be interested in a project like this?" And it was just like love at first sight.
Wow,
and
great.
So I know that the entire council, everyone who has served on council since your first inquiries has been tremendously enthusiastic about this project and very, very encouraging. So this is, I think, a very unique opportunity to partner with our newer institutions of higher education downtown, as well as the other existing educational facilities around the valley. I think it's a perfect complement to Light Rail, and I think you have the opportunity to make a very sustainable community that will be a valuable contribution to the whole valley.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yes, Mr. Glover.
I'm very excited that this project is going to be located in downtown and so close to the Arts Center.
And I'm very supportive and particularly grateful for the work that you're doing to engage the community and to have these community meetings and get their input. So thank you so much for choosing Downtown Mesa.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'll just join the chorus and tell you, I think I met Heidi about a year ago when she was on one of her earlier trips. And at the time, I made the comment that I thought this was a perfect fit for downtown. It's kind of a well-kept secret that we have such a strong arts community downtown. Very passionate, very enthusiastic arts community downtown, this will really do nothing but just help flourish that. And I made the comment then, and I'll say it again. It's fun when you go to Austin, Texas, they wear T-shirts that say, Keep Austin Weird, because they're very proud of their arts community and of the unique character that creates for that community. I think it'd be great if we had some T-shirts that said, let's make Mesa a little weirder and do all that we can to help our great arts community thrive and go to the next level, the next Mesa, we might say, in arts. So thank you. And in reviewing the bios, I can tell Mr. Lindquist that you're sending your first team out to Mesa, so
yes.
We appreciate that.
I'm super proud of it. I feel very comfortable with Heidi's leadership and Melody's partnership in this. But the people that we know here in Mesa are terrific as well. Heidi's always bragging, and she's correct about what a wonderful group you are.
Well, that's great. We've got our first team on this project, too, so right. I'm sure we'll be successful.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, man.
You bet. The next item on our agenda is to hear a presentation and discuss and provide direction on signing a petition for the annexation of city-owned land into the city of Coolidge and on a proposed pre-annexation development agreement. Thank you very much.
Good morning again, Mayor, Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, and members of the council. We're here today to talk to you about two requests related to the Mesa-owned Pinal County lands. One of them, and actually before I do that, let me just say that one of my roles at the City of Mesa is as the lead developer for the Pinal County lands. And with me this morning is Jim Smith from the City Attorney's Office. We also have other staff in the audience in case there's other questions. Mary Grace McNear has also been very involved in this project in the Attorney's Office. Kim Fallback and Yvonne McCall from the Mesa Real Estate Department. And really together that makes our team as we've been moving forward with the sale of our lands. I'm also really honored and glad to see that we have our partners with us today, our buyers. Several of their members of their team have joined us this morning because these two items this morning really are items that are important to them and their success moving forward with the rest of the purchase of our lands. So with that, the two requests that we're asking for your direction on, the first one is related to a petition asking council to give us permission, city manager in particular, permission to sign a petition to annex approximately 5,000, a little over 5,000 acres of Mesa-owned land that's currently in Pinal County into the city of Coolidge. The second request is related to a pre-annexation development agreement. And so what has happened most recently is in December of 2013 is when we closed escrow with what used to be called Farm Sources International, FSI, and are now also an affiliated company called Pinal Land Holdings. So we now call them Pinal Land Holdings, and these are our partners that are here with us today. Pinal Land Holdings closed escrow with the City of Mesa, and they purchased approximately 1,300 acres of our lands. They have the option to purchase the rest of our lands over the next approximately 4 to 4.5 years. And so they have their first option would come due in the middle of 2017, and the second option for the remainder of the lands would be in the middle of 2019. So we're about a year into this 5.5 year journey. So during this time period, Pinal Land Holdings has been working with Coolidge, which is the jurisdiction most close to the lands, on some rezoning and general plan types of amendments. And they've worked hard to negotiate a highly advantageous entitlement package for the lands that they own. As they were progressing through that process, they wanted the ability for the rest of the lands to also enjoy those same levels of entitlements. And so in order to do that, we have provided our feedback into this pre-annexation development agreement.
So the pre-annexation development agreement basically sets it up so that when Pinal Land Holdings owns the land, or if it's the Mesa or a future buyer or anyone that owns the lands, those entitlements, the value that goes with those entitlements, stays with the land. And so we're here today to tell you that based on all of our reviews, we would recommend the annexation into Coolidge. We believe Coolidge, they've been very highly motivated for many years. In fact, they started to annex some of our lands as early as 2004. They are very interested in having our lands as part of their territory. They see it as part of their city's future and relevance in the region. And they are committed to helping with the infrastructure that is needed to help those lands develop as time goes on. And so we believe that is a good thing to do. Our buyers are very motivated and want that to happen. It creates seamless reviews for them at a city level. And it also helps with the pre-annexation agreement and all of the things that we're trying to hold and add that value to the land. So staff believes this is good for Mesa. You know, we work with our buyers because we want them to be successful. We have every intention of heard nothing that they're not going to be successful. So that is where we're still heading. But we always have to kind of figure, you know, if the worst thing were to ever happen and Mesa still owned the land, we want to make absolutely certain that everything we're doing is just adding value to the land so that we can sell it and market it and take advantage of those things. So today we're here to get council's feedback and approval both on the ability to sign the annexation petition and your direction related to the pre-annexation development agreement. If council is accepting of the pre-annexation development agreement, we will be finalizing the draft and bringing that forward for your formal action at your January 26th meeting. And with that, we're here for questions if you have any.
Thank you, Natalie. Council, any discussion or questions? Yes. Oh, thank you. I had the chance to chat with Natalie about this yesterday, and I'm very comfortable with what we're doing. Number one, I think what we're doing is cooperating with our seller, which is a duty.
Our
buyer.
We
have enough Pinal County land right now. We don't need any more, which I think is a duty we owe them. And we're like I say, we're anxious for them to be successful. So for no other reason, we ought to do it for that. But the second reason is that it also improves the property. There's a reason they're asking to do this is because it gives us the entitlements and improves the property and increases the value of the property. So it's really pretty straightforward that this is the correct thing to do in my mind. So Natalie, as I understand it, and Mr. Brady, we need a motion and a second to authorize the city manager to sign the petition, and then later we'll talk about the pre-annexation development agreement, correct? So council, I would entertain a motion to authorize the city manager to sign the petition for annexation of city-owned land into the city of Coolidge. Mr. Kavanaugh?
Second.
And second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. And best of success to Pinal Land Holdings. Thank you for being here. All right. The next item on our agenda is information related to job order contracting projects. Council, any questions on that item? If not, we'll move on to the next item, which is to hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Mr. Luna.
Thank you, Mayor. I had the opportunity to visit Special Devices. I don't know if you had a chance to go out there. It's a wonderful company that's located in Northeast Mesa. I just wrote a few notes, if you don't mind if I
Please.
Read them.
Yeah.
It's an innovative high-tech production facility that manufactures airbag propellants and uses state-of-the-art technology, extremely safe for workers and streamlines production time. They specialize in unique propellants. They do some really cool things. You know, what they did is, in fact, one of the stories they told us is they make these pyrotechnic devices. They actually put it on wells. So, for example, the oil spill. They put on the thing so it'll shut the valve automatically, which I thought was really cool. But they are expanding. So that's really exciting for the city of Mesa. Right now, it was a company that was from California. They brought it here to Arizona over in my district. So I'm very happy about that. And one of their goals, of course, is to attract high-quality, high-paying jobs in the Falcon Field area. And let's see, a number of jobs are going to be expanding, which is really exciting for us. The expansion is expected to generate 173 jobs in 2015 prior to the start of production. and at least 80 additional jobs in 2016 once they're in production. And currently, their square footage for the expansion facility is 64,200 square feet. So I'm really excited. I invite everyone, if anybody interested in going on that tour, contact Christine Zalanka. And in fact, John Wesley and I attended that tour, and it was very impressive. It's really clean, very safe. Safety is one of their priorities, and it's just a really nice facility here in the city of Mesa.
Thank you. I absolutely want to go on that tour next time. That is a great business. Nice to highlight them. Thank you. Mr. Glover.
I want to thank, I want to thank Natalie Lewis and all the city staff who helped put on such an excellent swearing-in ceremony. It was phenomenal. We got so many compliments from all those that attended, and it was a great night for council members Thompson and Luna and myself. So thank you, city staff.
Let me say amen to that. It was a wonderful program. I got compliments all night and ever since, just for the great atmosphere that was there. It was, thank you, a very special night. I think we'll all remember that for quite a while. Thank you very much. Anything else?
Mayor, if I may.
Please.
There's a person in the audience, Mike Comstock. I was really surprised that you even showed up today. Can you come up? I really want to just recognize Mike. Mike's been a really good friend of mine for, 16 years. I think he was the first person at the city of Mesa that I had ever met. And we met through the natural gas industry. When Mike was on the energy side, he was in the natural gas. And, of course, I worked at Southwest Gas. And I think it was one of the American Gas Association meetings or something that we met at and hit it off. And we've been really good friends ever since. I was kind of sad to learn that he was going to retire 2 days after I was actually sworn into office. So a little bummed on that, but I just wanted to congratulate Mike for 30 years of success, and we're going to miss you.
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Thompson, thank you very much. It was actually planned that I was going to retire as soon as you became Councilmember. No, I'm just kidding. But thank you for recognizing that, and thank you for the opportunity to serve the citizens of Mesa. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
We appreciate your good service. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So it sounds like those American Gas Association meetings are quite a lot of fun.
They're a gas.
Wow. If we just ensured nobody's watching Channel 11 right now. I heard click all over them. Mr. Brady. We're here to go to the next Mesa, I thought. Scheduling of meetings and general information, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, this weekend, the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade will be held Monday, January 19th from 11 a.m. to noon. The parade will begin at University Drive and Center Street and proceed south to First Avenue. And then following the parade, the MLK Festival will be held from noon to 4 p.m. at the Mesa Arts Center. So we invite the community to come out for that parade and event. And our next study session will be Thursday, January 22nd at 7:30 a.m.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. I believe there's also a gala on Saturday related to the MLK celebration at the Fine Arts Center in the IKEA beginning, I think, about 5:30 or 6. So that will be a great part of that celebration, too, and we'll look forward to seeing the council in the parade on Monday. If there's no other business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We're adjourned.